KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's cloudy, breezy, and 20 degrees. We look for it to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with isolated flurries. A high around 29, winds northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, putting a bite in the air. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Southwest Iowa News, three people, two men and a woman, were injured during an altercation Sunday evening in Red Oak. Authorities say Viola May Reinhardt, Luke Daniel Reinhardt, and Kane Joseph Reinhardt were transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center for treatment. Following the incident at 306 2nd Avenue in Red Oak that was reported around 5:15 p.m. Sunday. Authorities say Luke Reinhardt suffered from multiple stab wounds to his back and side. Viola had a stab wound to her hand and abdomen, and Kane Reinhardt suffered injuries to his head after being hit by a hammer. Police say that Kane Reinhardt will be charged with two Class B felony counts of attempted murder associated with the injuries he allegedly caused to Viola and Luke Reinhardt. A traffic stop Sunday in Fremont County resulted in the arrest of an Arkansas man on drug charges. Sunday evening, the Fremont County K-9 unit stopped a 2008 Nissan Xterra for a traffic violation. During the course of the stop, 36-year-old Robert Jared Castleman of Pocahontas, Arkansas, was placed under arrest. Castleman was found to be in possession of methamphetamine, marijuana, Xanax, and drug paraphernalia. He was taken into custody without incident and transported to the Fremont County Law Enforcement Center, where he was being held on a $5,000 cash-only bond. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County report the arrest at around 8:07 a.m. Saturday of 26-year-old Justin Lewis Marsden of Red Oak. Marsden was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. On charges that include eluding, reckless driving, and interference with official acts, deputies were assisted during the incident by Red Oak Police. Sheriff's officials in Guthrie County Saturday afternoon released the names of four people, including three adults and one teenager, who died in a single-engine airplane crash Friday evening while en route from Lamar's to Osceola. The victims were identified as the pilot, 49-year-old Edward Ralph Anderson, and his passengers, 36-year-old Patrick Kellen and 15-year-old Samantha Clark, all of Lamar's, and 28-year-old Tyler Duvia of Merrill, Iowa. The occupants of the plane had been transported to the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office after they were found deceased. The crash site is being secured pending an investigation by the FAA. Authorities say a little after 5 p.m. Friday, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office had received a phone call from Des Moines Air Traffic Control requesting an emergency landing for a single-engine aircraft from the Guthrie Center Airport. Des Moines Traffic Control advised the pilot had suffered a heart attack and a student pilot would be attempting an emergency landing. Guthrie Center Fire and Rescue, along with Panora Rescue, were dispatched to the Guthrie Center Airport for the emergency landing, but the aircraft never arrived. Des Moines Air Traffic Control reported the aircraft dropped off the radar about 4 miles southwest of the Guthrie Center Airport. The aircraft had left Lamar's at around 4:15 p.m. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office launched an extensive search and rescue mission to locate the aircraft. Sheriff's Office utilized the assistance of the Iowa State Patrol, Iowa DNR, Adair County Sheriff's and Dallas County Sheriff's Office, along with Carroll County Sheriff's Office, Panora Police, Stewart Police, Guthrie County Emergency Management, Guthrie Center Fire and Rescue, Panora Fire and Rescue, and numerous other law enforcement fire and rescue agencies. At around 6:30 a.m. Saturday, a Guthrie County citizen reported a small plane crash in a cow pasture southwest of the intersection of 265th and Maple Avenue. The plane was identified as the missing aircraft. It had impacted the terrain very hard before skidding to a stop. And officials at the Iowa Department of Natural Resources say four men from outside of Iowa have pled guilty in court to the illegal taking of deer and other charges associated with the hunt in Taylor County. Last Wednesday, Iowa DNR conservation officers Andrea Bevington and Adam Arnold were checking hunters and deer camps in Taylor County when they observed one group of hunters with an untagged deer. After interviewing the hunters, the conservation officers uncovered numerous hunting violations, including falsifying residency and hunting with Missouri deer licenses in Iowa. Authorities say 39-year-old Davis Dunlap of Willow Spring, North Carolina, pled guilty to one count of no non-resident any-sex deer bow license and one count of no non-resident antlerless deer bow license with fines totaling $1,250. 29-year-old Nathan Granger of DeQuincy, Louisiana, pled guilty to one count of illegal take of an antlerless deer and one count of no non-resident antlerless deer bow license. Fines and liquidated damages total over $2,090, plus condemnation of a bow and other hunting equipment. 52-year-old Ralph Thompson of Dry Creek, Louisiana, pled guilty to two counts of illegal take of an antlerless deer, one count of false claim of resident deer license, and one count of no non-resident any deer any sex bow deer license. Fines and liquidated damages total over $4,400 for him, plus condemnation of bow and other hunting expenses. And 27-year-old Clint Bushnell of Dry Creek, Louisiana, pled guilty to one count of illegal take of an antlered deer, over 150 points, one count of illegal take of an antlerless deer, and one count of no non-resident any sex deer license. His fines and liquidated damages total over $11,200, plus condemnation of bow and other hunting equipment. Total fines, liquidated damages, and equipment condemned exceeded $23,600. Four deer were donated to the DNR Hush program. Taking a look at the funeral announcements this morning, LaVon Leib, age 83, of Kimbleton, died Wednesday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for LaVon Leib will be today at 10:30 at Bethany Lutheran Church near Kimbleton. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. John Holloway, age 59, of Exira, died Tuesday. Funeral services for John Holloway will be today at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Marlene Renfeld, age 82, of Avoca, died November 5th in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Marlene Renfeld will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Barbara Bascom, age 84, of Panora, died Thursday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Barbara Bascom will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Phyllis Jensen, age 97, of Audubon, died Wednesday. A Celebration of Life memorial gathering for Phyllis Jensen will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at St. Patrick's Parish Center in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Darlene Sampson, age 62, of Underwood, died Saturday. A viewing and visitation for Darlene Sampson will be held tomorrow from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hoy Kilnoski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Phyllis Jean Dussing Maka, age 69, of Atlantic and formerly of Baxter, died Wednesday. A celebration of life for Phyllis Maka will be on Tuesday at 5:30 at the Evangelical Free Church in Baxter. Helen Muriel Mortensen Bancroft, age 90, of Stewart, died Friday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Funeral services for Helen Bancroft will be on Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Bernard Russell Hansen, age 82, of Griswold, died Thursday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Memorial services for Bernard Hansen will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Rodine Frakes, age 86, of Audubon and formerly of Goldfield, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Graveside services for Rodine Frakes will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in the Glenwood Cemetery in Goldfield. Hockenberry Family Care of Audubon has the arrangements. Patrick Hyken, age 64, of Iowa City, a native of Atlantic, died November 2nd. A private family ceremony will be held at the Hyken Family Farm, and followed by a public celebration of life open house on Sunday, November 18th, from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. The Gay and Seehoff Funeral Home of Iowa City has arrangements. Marjorie Thompson, age 82, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. A private burial for Marjorie Thompson will be held in the Shelby Cemetery. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.